was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio. What you want to hear, what you want to say, right here, going out over the airwaves. Just give us a call at 605-4567 and you take over today. Let me sit back. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room and join in. And it, not always is the discussion in the chat room what we're saying on the radio. So, I mean, y'all pick your own. Yeah, let me see. Gosh, 7:06, October the 4th. Good morning, Savannah. It's Friday.
Good morning.
So how was your climbing experience yesterday?
It was fun.
In case y'all don't know, Savannah is a true blue, dyed-in-the-wool mountain climber. I mean, you're out there doing – so what was the class yesterday you're doing?
Yesterday it was going up to the high ropes course in Weaverville. And we just had to – it was about teamwork building, and we'd go up on the high ropes course with our harnesses and connected to the rope, and we had to be blindfolded and hop from log to log without falling off. So it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I remember doing that when I was somewhat younger, and we did a mountain warfare training down in Bridgeport, California. Oh, yeah. Up there in Pickle Meadows. Hey, let's start the day off with our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 25 points at 15,022. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,681, and the NASDAQ is positive 17 at 3,791. Active stocks today include Facebook, which is up 90 cents at $50.08, and Bank of America up 2 cents at $14.02. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 6 cents at $22.55, and Pepsi is up 19 cents at $79.63. In the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.72%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $7.20 at $1,310.40. Silver is down 14 cents at $21.64, and crude oil is up 60 cents at $103.91. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. Gosh, head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are, or give them a call at 243-7561. With the government shutdown, with all the other things that are going on, there's the volatility in Wall Street could go quick one way or the other. So give them a call because they keep their fingers right there in the middle of what's happening on Wall Street. 243-7561. So we're going to have a beautiful day today. Or is this what's the weekend look like?
Well, currently it is 57 degrees, and it's going to get up to about 79 degrees and be nice and sunny. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 82. And Sunday is going to be a high of 82. So it's going to be a sunny and beautiful weekend.
That's good because I have two tickets, or maybe four, to the Monster Truck Rally.
Woo.
For Sunday, October 6, 2013. Go see the bounty hunters, see Bigfoot, and I usually don't give them out this early because I'm not sure, you know, if everybody's getting their coffee going, oh gosh, you know, this is way too loud this early, but I'm giving away, two or four tickets, you tell me. General admission, adults, these are $16 tickets. And for the West Coast Monster Truck Nationals this Sunday in Red Bluff. First person to call, 605-4567. See, anybody's out there that's interested in it this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Haven Humane. We've got a lot of questions for them. They're in the paper about something going on with the dogs. But Spencer's here, and we're going to talk about that right now. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the way laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. It's Friday. She had her show last night on the spot with Linda Bott. And by the way, we have given, 8 tickets out. 2 people called, and Bill, you're one of them, and the other person knows who they are. You have got tickets for the Monster Truck on Sunday. Okay, that's the sound of the... Okay, maybe it's not. All right. Good morning. Carl Bott here. Free Fire Radio. It's 7:14 in the morning. It's 57 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I mean, 82 degrees. You're not going to worry about sweating all over yourself. All you're going to have to worry about is monster trucks coming down your street. All right. Let's start off with a happy note. We've got Spencer here from Haven, you may. Well, happy and a lot of inquiries here. Before we talk about what's going on with the dogs, let's talk about your pet of the day.
Good morning.
Pet of the week.
This morning I brought Maya with me. Maya, she's up on my shoulder right now.
Yeah, this is a cute kitty.
She is about 3 months old and she's a Siamese mix and we have her as a Lynx Point. Siamese.
Maya just moved the microphone. You've got a picture of this. She's sitting on Spencer's shoulder. She's climbing on top of his head and she wanted to say something on the microphone. So
she did. We call her a Lynx Point Siamese, which means that she's got the normal Siamese cream color coat is her normal color. Uh-huh. And then on the tip of her ears, her tail, and on her paws is a gray color. And that's considered
a beautiful little kitty. Oh, she is absolutely a beautiful and active and what? Okay, say something. Say something. Now. Say something now. Okay, she's pushing the microphone around. Oh, there it is. Okay, she's just saying hello and say, somebody come down and get me because I am so cute.
She is very, very cute.
Savannah, you got to keep turning your back to her. Keep turning your back to her because
she is a cute cat.
Yeah, isn't she cute?
Yeah, she's
little
beautiful.
Kitty there. Now, this, you know, she's been spayed.
She has been spayed.
She's been
spayed,
got all her shots,
everything. So she's ready to go to a new home. You know, she is a kitten, so whoever adopts her needs to understand, you know, that she does still have a little bit of spunk in her.
Oh, she does. She's climbing on top of his head right now, and now she's leaning back. Absolutely an adorable little kitten.
Yes. Beautiful cat.
Siamese, but she doesn't have that kind of Siamese face. She's got the, like you said, the gray points and beautiful eyes. So, there she goes. Back into her little, she'd like to be out here playing. All right. Dogs Alien in the Shelter is the headlines here. What's going on out at Haven Humane? I know that you all take such great care of your animals. So this was just came right out of the blue.
It did come out of the blue. At the moment, we're still a little unsure as to what the illness is. We do know that it's an acute upper respiratory, type of an illness. We've sent blood work off to the lab to have it tested. That way we can get a 100% definite answer on what it is. At the moment, we're still a little unsure, so we have halted all dog adoptions. They're just suspended until next week sometime. And the reason for that being is because we want to make sure that we are adopting out the most healthy animals that we possibly can.
Oh,
we don't want to send any sick animals into a home. When you come in and adopt a dog, we don't want you to have to worry about anything. So that's why we, just as a precautionary measure, you know, we've halted all, dog adoptions just temporarily until we figure out what it is and what our best course of action is to do.
Okay, so this, what are the symptoms here?
We have symptoms of it are green or yellow discharge coming from the eyes or nose, acting lethargic, and loss of appetite. So those are things that you're going to want to watch for. You know, if your dog's acting out of the blue, if there's...
Because this comes on fast, right?
It does come on fast.
Absolutely fast. Okay, now, so you've already tested for...
We have tested several animals.
We
have
specifics.
Tested for parvo and distemper.
And it's not that.
And it's not that. And that's why we had, you know, our lab just isn't quite the biggest. So we had to actually send it off to a bigger lab to have a little bit further testing done to it. So we can give a definite answer.
Would you, would you recommend that, you know, people maybe keep their dogs away from the dog parks right now?
You know, with any area that's high in dog traffic, you know, you always want to use caution when taking your dogs.
Because you're not sure the dogs are as vaccinated as
You're never sure. As far as we know, this has just been contained to our shelter.
We haven't
heard anything about it from being out in the public.
Have you heard anything about it being in other states? Have you read? I thought I heard somebody said something that it,
you know,
like this.
I personally haven't, you know, but shelter environments, you know, because there's so many animals in close proximity to everyone else, it's a higher frequency of animals to get something that is contagious.
And so, you've had, I think that you said that you had, two dogs that died this week.
We did have two that passed away. They were fine one day and, they started showing symptoms and I mean, they went down pretty quickly.
Were they like right next to each other or were they?
You know, I'm not sure exactly where their location was in the building.
Yeah.
But you know, all in all, we just want to make sure that we're adopting out the most healthy animals to the public. And
I know this has a huge impact on you, Spencer, and I know it does on Mark.
It does. So, it's really sad, you know, and it's something traumatic that we all hate to see happen. You know, unfortunately, we're doing everything that we can to fix the problem and figure out what our next step of action is going to be.
Okay.
We also wanted to ask the public, if you have any stray dogs, we've also tried to stop bringing in dogs, just that way nobody else is exposed to whatever this might possibly be.
Right.
So we're asking if anybody finds a stray dog, if there's any way possible that they can hold on to it at least until Monday for us. That would help out greatly.
Okay, so let's stop bringing in the dogs you find. Hold them until Monday, if you can.
Yeah, I mean, we understand that if you can't, you know, then give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you. But if any way possible, please hold on to those stray animals at least until Monday.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks. I know this has got a huge impact. I mean, let's not forget about that beautiful little kitten.
Yeah, beautiful little cat. And I wanted to remind everybody, all of our cats are healthy, happy, and ready for
a new home. This is in about three or four dogs down there now.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the number one more time?
The number is 241-1653.
And it's not too late. to buy a ticket from Bark and Wine.
It's not our Bark and Wine's tomorrow, so you could give us a call at the shelter or swing by today and pick up your ticket.
Linda and I are going to be there. Not only are going to be emceeing, but I guess I'm going to actually auctioneer, which ought to be in itself a reason to come to watch this.
it will be. And you know, and if you don't get a chance to get your ticket today, any tickets that we have not sold will be available at the door. So okay. That's
and
tomorrow.
It's
at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop Drive.
And starts at?
At 6 p.m. and runs till about 10-ish. We say
right.
Ish. Lightly.
Oh, it's got great, we're going to have great things for silent auctions, great live event auctions. And
there will be a live band there, tons of hors d'oeuvres. And of course, it's the Bark and Wine and Brew. So there's going to be the wine and brew.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. Okay. Thanks a lot. And keep us, please give us an update on Monday.
We will. As soon as we know something, we will.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Monster Truck. Okay, I gave away 8 tickets to Monster Truck, and I've got some more. We'll give some more away later. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes! They have discounts for veterans. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. The finest walk-in humidor in the state and Espresso Joe's. Coffee that is great, and any way you like it, and it's not going to bust the bank to get it. That's right. And like I said, veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley do a great job down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. We're on our way now. You know, that's too bad about what's happening in Haven Humane. It sounds like they've got it under control. You might want to keep your dogs away from major congregation areas. You know, like the dog park for a couple of days. They figure out what this is. All right. CareNet Pregnancy Center fundraiser dinner this Saturday. Call 246-7075. Silent auction, raffle, dinner, and more. Hey, there's been some shootings lately. You know, yesterday I talked about, you know, and I keep the whole, the month of everything I talk about. And so I go back and reflect on there. But yesterday I talked about two shootings in Shasta County, one in Shasta Lake City and one off Lake Boulevard. No one was killed. In fact, one of them, they just found the cartridge, you know, the rounds, expended rounds, brass. One person was shot in the leg. They did arrest one person. And then yesterday, they had a fatal shooting right outside Red Bluff and a huge car chase, and they had lockdowns of schools. People were being called. There was an armed and dangerous guy running around. The one that was shot, as I said, he died on the way to the hospital. After a car chase exceeding 100 miles an hour, the car crashed. They captured two right away, and then one later, an Asian fellow. The one that I believe is still missing was described as a black man in shorts and had a rifle. So I am sure that's changed since then. We'll get an update on this. But hey, we've had three things happen here in our, you know, general vicinity. It has to do with shootings. And that's kind of unusual. I mean, you can go back for a while. Yeah, we talk about people getting beat up. We talk about, you know, things like that. But all of a sudden, we're having shootings. And of course, that's going to, people are going to say, oh, Shasta County's, you know, the number of murders went up 450%. Well, yeah, you know, we have two. It goes up 1,000%. So, you know, it's one of those things, but that hits the paper. Trust me, it's going to be at some point, they're going to show how dangerous it is out here in Shasta County. But it is something to take a look at. And when you're thinking about, gosh, you know, should we put that money in that city park or that beautification of an area? Or should we just hire another policeman? Or should we, hire another sheriff? Or should we find a way to keep the really bad guys in jail? But the AB 109 coming back. That's something to think about. Licensing of illegals. I don't know how else to say this. Bruce Ross writes to his Facebook. He says, frankly, he says, I'm not overwhelmed one way or the other on it. I'm overwhelmed in just one way. Here we are in this great state of California, even though it is rated the last state in the union to do business in, to start a business, and by the CEOs, and it's never in the top 10 of places to do business. We do these strange, strange things. We pass laws that will take guns away from law-abiding citizens, people that have served their country, people who are citizens, who have never been arrested, never been in trouble, never got, you know, maybe not even parking tickets, have proven themselves countless times to be law-abiding, decent citizens. Yet we'll take their weapons away from them. And we'll take illegals. And that's exactly what they are. Let's give them a driver's license. Now, if I was a law enforcement officer, I might be in a little bit of a quandary, because I pull over somebody and he shows me his license. And on the front of it says, it says that I am not a citizen. And this should not be used. It says on the front of the notice, will carry a special designation on the front and a notice stating the document is not official federal identification and cannot be used to prove eligibility for employment or public benefits. That tells me he's here illegally or she's here illegally. Am I in a quandary at that point? Because I pulled him over for something. Oh, now they're telling me they're illegal. And if I can't, like, maybe hold them for something, I think I've got something like this. Can I hold them and say, okay, frankly, I need to call an ICE agent and deport you? You know, let the ICE guys handle it so we can handle you. So is this a way, perhaps, a nefarious attempt by Governor Brown to help our law enforcement identify illegals so they can be held for deportation? Think about it. I saw yesterday that our newest chancellor, they want to make the chancellor, Neapolitano, said that she would like to see California become a sanctuary state. The first sanctuary state. The first, you know, so we could be a first again. Just what we need. We could have more people here illegally. We could have less jobs, higher taxes. Like I said, worst state in the union to do business. Our, you know, health care and cost for that will go even skier higher than it is. And by the way, Obamacare, what is this, day 4? Let's find out how that's working, because I had somebody say yesterday, oh, no, no, there's not, you know, those problems that Judy Maxwell was talking about. No. Oh, they're just saying that because they're going to lose money. Well, I think a lot of people are going to lose money with Obamacare, my friend. But we'll be right back after these messages, because there was a couple of, things I like to talk about with this. How many people really did get signed up yesterday? We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's the first Friday of the month, but we didn't get the monthly jobs report in today. The government shutdown has forced the Labor Department to delay the release of that report, and an alternative release date hasn't yet been scheduled. Meanwhile, Hershey announced it will build a manufacturing plant in Malaysia. The chocolate maker says the $250 million factory will be one of its largest facilities globally and its largest ever investment in Asia. The plant will manufacture Hershey's Kisses, chocolate bars, Reese's, and icebreakers. Hershey's says Asia and China specifically is its fastest growing region. And Jamie Dimon has given up his title as chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase's main bank subsidiary. A spokesman says Dimon's move was made to conform with a new company policy on multiple roles. Dimon is now chairman emeritus of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. The change in title, though, doesn't affect Jamie Dimon's status as CEO or chairman of the board of J.P. Morgan's parent company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Join us for the world's largest tailgate party, Johnsonville's Big Taste Grill and Big Bike Weekend. It's bikes and brats at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive in Redding for 3 days. October 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Thunder returns to Hilltop Drive. Riders, go cruising in Shasta County and win over $3,000 in prizes. Camping World is proud to honor our veterans as this year's sponsor of the Veterans Honor Ride on Saturday. Camping World will host a lunch stop during the Veterans Honor Ride. Be sure to visit the Veterans Museum display and Vietnam-era Huey at the Holiday Inn. And also check out motor officers' test riding skills and competitions, belly dancing and martial arts demonstrations, the Oakland Raiderettes, and a swimsuit contest. New bikes on display, bands throughout the weekend, vendor village, and food court. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for registration and event schedule.
Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you? You'd like to bug out of town? Okay, sir. What's your name? Cockroach. Carl Cockroach? And you want to get out of town because you've heard about Redding Spray Service? Yes, sir. I hear they have all you bugs cornered, so to speak. They are experienced and licensed to kill you dead, sir. I have heard Redding Spray Service has the fastest response time and competitive rates. Yes, sir. They also kill ants, spiders, fleas, beetles, rats. Oh, yes, sir. You're in a hurry, Mr. Cockroach. How many in your party? Oh, my. You'll need a group rate, won't you? Okay, I'll have you on the first bus leaving at 3 a.m. Thank you for calling the Bug Out Travel Agency, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, Ethel, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. That's 221-3007, and tell them there's a bug bus leaving at 3 a.m. Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Bar in Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing a number of things this morning, but I know she's showing up for the Sir Optimus Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. And then tonight, the out at Anselmo's is the winemaker's dinner, which is last year was just extraordinarily good. Tomorrow, of course, Bark and Wine. And the Stillwater Powwow is starting today out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A lot of things happening out there. I can't say enough about that. To be out there and see what's going on out there for 3 days. And it's going to be beautiful out there. And of course, I need to mention Big Bike Weekend starting next week. A week from today, Big Bike Weekend is going to be with us. So we're going to have Connie Granoles will be on with us on Monday to talk some more about that. It's the biggest big bike weekend we've had. And Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us today at 8 o'clock. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just going to give you a guarantee that other shops don't. He can fix anything from a small chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by his shop, 3208 Market Street, and he's a lot of people there a lot of times. The thing about it is when it gets cold and you've got that little chip in your glass and you get a little water in there and it freezes, it will expand. Now you have a big crack in your windshield. Let's go to the phones. Charles.
Well, with all the shootings that have happened over the past week, including the one that happened on Court Street a few days ago, you think the bad guys might have received a message of encouragement from the legislature via all these new gun control laws that have been passed?
Well, let me ask
you. And the disarming of law-abiding citizens?
Well, let me ask you a question, Charles. Let's ask this to everybody. Do you actually think these criminals are paying attention to those laws that the Democrats have passed in the legislature to disarm California in one generation? Do you think that those criminals would have not had those weapons? Do you think that those criminals gave a damn what the law was when he went out and killed this guy?
Oh, they couldn't have cared less, except they went, I'm sure some of them might have paid attention to the laws only to the extent that they might find out which targets might be getting softer all of a sudden and all that.
Well, it's eventually gun confiscation. I don't care what you say. You know, gun confiscation, this one about the semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine, if I cannot pass this to my son or to somebody in my family, I can't even make it into a trust, as I found out yesterday. What I will have to do is surrender, or another word is have the government confiscate that weapon. In one generation, they will take all these weapons. Is this truly what California wants? Because I tell you, my friends, if they can do that, then the next thing they can do is take your handguns. And then the next thing they can do is take those pump shotguns. And then the next thing they can do is take anything that they deem offensible and dangerous to the public, that they, this small amount of crazy, demented elected officials in Sacramento, decides. And the only way you're going to fight it is in court, and what if you lose? So this is what's facing you. This is confiscation. It's confiscation if this bill passes. Call 916-445-2841 and tell the governor to veto these bills Otherwise, Charles, it is confiscation. And I tell you what, these criminals that are going around shooting, they don't care. I bet you the first time that they're going to really care about it is when the cops put a set of cuffs on them and said, this is what you're being charged with. Then they cared. So there.
So, but, you know, to hear news of their targets all of a sudden becoming easier, I'm sure that sends a message of encouragement to all the wrong people.
Well, here we are. We're shutting down schools, right? There's an armed individual running around out there. They shut down three schools. Now, was there anybody in that school that could protect those kids? Was there anybody in that school that could protect those kids? Did the police move to those schools to be able to protect those kids? Was there an armed guard on that campus to protect those kids? What if that person had gone into one of those schools? Was there anybody there? Oh, we're locked down. Locked down means you're trapped inside. Was there anybody there that could have done it? I saw people that were on Facebook going, here we are, gosh, we're out here and there's an armed person running around our neighborhood. This is what we're getting. We're getting the phone calls. You don't have a gun. Do you have any type of non-lethals, perhaps, that might be able to protect yourself with? But what if you had just turned in your weapon and one of these guys comes to your house? What do you do? Oh, please, Mr. Bad Guy, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. He is already the bad guy. We already know that. What does he have to lose? Frankly, I find this, you know, this type of situation so bad. I hope that we had, when they had those lockdowns, that we had people heading for those schools. I'm sure we did. We've got good cops.
This is the beginning of sorrows if those bills don't get vetoed.
Well, I tell you what, this is what you got to look for. You know what? You can look forward to what the people in Chicago have. People in Chicago were disarmed, and Chicago is the murder capital of the country. Disarmed people that are sitting there afraid in their houses at night because the government said you cannot have a weapon. Finally, the Supreme Court says, no, you cannot do that. If you're going to let criminals have guns, you ought to let the law-abiding citizens have guns. I mean, come on. We got to take a break. This is ludicrous at its very best. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th, at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Barr & Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Good morning, my friends. 7:44 in the morning. It is 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today, tomorrow, and Sunday. If you go out there from Monster Trucks and also the powwow down in Stillwater, powwow down at the fairgrounds, and of course, Bark and Wine Saturday night at Redline. Wow. Seroptimus, I think, pink luncheon today. Linda's going there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, our friends down at Redding Crown Motors. Your neighbors are going to give you great deals down there on your choice of Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, or Ford's new ones. They have previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs of every kind. Give them a call at 223-2177. Visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue. These are good people down there. Their service department is absolutely fabulous. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, I'm just getting lots of little comments in here on the chat room. Let's move on. Let's go forward. Right now, Savannah is calling the number to the governor to tell him we want him to veto these gun bills. Uh-oh, Savannah is now off the phone. That didn't take long.
It didn't take long.
Did he answer?
He didn't.
He didn't.
They gave me his email address, though.
They said they're not taking phone calls anymore?
Right now, they're not. They just said if you want his email address, you can do that.
Well, do we have that? Did you get that? Okay, let's email him, too. Then we'll give you his email address, too. Did you get his email address?
I will get it right now.
All right, get it, so we'll put that out. All right. Hey, we had a letter to the editor in our local paper, the Record Searchlight. Denise Downey. And the reason I'm saying this is that Denise had a really good letter. And she is saying this thing about, the secession or leaving the state of California leads to a lot of problems. And she is absolutely right. And she named some good ones. You know, what happens to all our people that, you know, have paid all their lives into the California insurance and the medical and all this retirement funds? What happens then if this part of the state goes out and it's no longer California? It's the state of Jefferson or whatever. What happens to all that? Would that stop the retirement checks? How would that work? All the health nets they're in, all this. How would that work? And that's true. She mentioned something about Cal Fire. I think the fire protection. Any state that you start up, I would think, you know, in a couple of years, they say it's not going to be like, okay, you leave tomorrow. You know, I think it'd be like a 4-year transition that you figure these things out. But there's one thing that she did say, which is kind of is the reason that people want to leave the state of California. And she said the problem is that we need to elect people that think the way we do and work that way. Well, I think the problem is, and again, what a great, nice letter. I think the problem, Denise, is this. Is that we already do elect the people that that think like us. Nielsen and Brian Daly, that they believe in the things that we believe in up here in the North State. The problem is that when they try to get these across, very, very, very rarely can we even get a bill out of committee. And if we do, it's because the Democrats want it out of committee. The problem is that we up here in the state, you know, of this northern state of California really aren't represented fairly. Yes, we have our representatives by law, but we're not represented fairly because anything that the South wants, the southern part of California wants, that dog wags us. And there's can be exceptions to it. Things that are good on the oceans are not good here, up here. They say, oh, we need a septic system like this. Well, if you're by the ocean, yes. If you're up in Siskiyou County, no. You don't need that. The other thing is, you know, and just the way we think, like right now, everybody that votes Republican or independent, your vote does not count in the presidential elections. Your vote does not count. It could be 51-49, winner take all, your vote doesn't count in the presidential elections. And then the whole, all the Electoral College goes to them. It does not count. There seems to be something wrong with that. There seems to be something wrong if people, they let Oakland have their own gun laws. Well, if that's the case, why don't you carve out all of Northern California and say you can have your own gun laws too? And by the way, we don't care if you shoot lead bullets. That's your area up there. You take care of it. That kind of thing. It's, the point is that it's not our elected officials. It's not the ones down here at the local government for the most part. It's when you get to Sacramento, many of the people in the assembly have never been north of Sacramento. Many of them have never owned a business, which I think ought to be a primary part. If somebody's going to run for office, that they should have at least run a business to understand what it is. They have never served in the military. I'm not saying everybody should serve in the military, but there, that is a qualifier there. But they haven't even been up here to the Northern California to see how we live, what we do, what we believe. They don't care. They're elected to protect their constituents who are down in the barrios or the areas of in San Francisco or, you know, Santa Barbara and these places. They don't care how we are. So the bottom line is we have to find a way of carving out some respect from the Democrats so that they understand how we live up here and what we believe and what we believe in the whole true. So that's what I could say. Yeah, a nice letter. But the last thing you wrote in there was exactly why people want to leave the state of California. As hard a subject as that is, as something that it's going to take forever to do. But that's why. Let's go to the phones real quick. Coach Bob.
Hey, two fast things. George McGovern said after he got out of politics, he and his wife went into the bed and breakfast business just for something to do. He made the comment publicly that if he had known the misery that the government shoves on the businesses when he was voting for stuff, he would have voted completely differently. And I think that's a very telling remark coming from a Democrat.
I believe that's true. I believe that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Now, the second is, and last, George Will was saying the other day, I read a deal on him, said, we need term limits, 10, 12 years top, so these people have to live outside of politics under the laws they've created. And, boy, that is dead on accurate.
And you know what? I agree with that. Now, we've got a perfect example up here. Now, this guy's a Republican. His name is Ted Gaines. Ted, yeah, who ran in a special election because of, you know, all the redistricting, to win the this district up here as a California state senator, taking the place of a guy named Jim Nielsen, who was up here all the time. Jim, you could always count on. Now, Gaines wants to run for state insurance commissioner.
Yep.
I mean, he's been in the job a year. And, of course, in that year, how many times has anybody seen him? So now he wants to run for insurance commissioner. But this is exactly what you're talking about, Coach Bob. We've got professional politicians that are going there. Okay, not only are they termed out or getting close to getting termed out, no, now they want to run for another state office. I tell you what, that nipple is hard to get off of. We'll be right back after these messages.
Take care, Paul.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading,
or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Reading.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My friends, we're back. I'm on a roll here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and more. And more. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture. You name it, Mike Huber and his crew do it. You're trustworthy. They do great work. They give great prices and they are very trustworthy. Mike Huber and Nicole. What great people they are. Give them a call at 241-7866. It's not just being good people. I mean, there's a lot of good people out here. Savannah is a great person. I wouldn't want her to touch my kitchen in Granite. I mean, okay, if I was climbing, I'd want you there. But, you know, not necessarily making a kitchen makeover. Yeah, well, you could probably help, though. You
would. Yeah, I think it's fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put me in there either.
Okay. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker. 241-7866, Estate Granite, and more. Where was I? Oh. Hey, how much did the government shut down under the government shutdowns? Want to guess? 50%, 60%, 70%? About 13%. About 13% is shut down. Because all of the, let's talk about that. All of the, entitlements. All the entitlements. 8 cents out of every government dollar goes from the taxpayer to somebody. It's an entitlement that goes out. Medicare, kids, all this. That goes out automatically. You can't change that. It has to be changed by a law. There's no law that's been changed. So that's going to just keep going. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. What can change, however, is discretionary spending. And how much of that? So they figure about how much of the government is really, really going down. And it comes down to about 13%. Now, it seems like more, but that 13%, you know, impacts on people. Let's talk about the World War II memorial that the honor flight and World War II veterans attacked in their wheelchairs and crutches and opened up the other day. Let's talk about the World War II memorial and what a disgrace that was by the Obama administration to close. And it was the Obama administration that closed it because it's built mainly by private contributions, including my parents who were veterans of World War II, and I am proud to say I gave some money for that memorial, as did millions of other people. It's an open-air monument. It's not like you have to go through anything. It's just right there. And you can walk up to it. Putting up a barricade means you're putting people on it and then people to guard it. What's wrong with this? It's costly. It costs nothing for people to walk up and look at this. So now, government malice for all, right? What's it say? For the people. For the people. What part of that don't they understand? Part of that slogan is gone. Part of that saying is gone. They're saying the memorial is now open to the Honor Flight veterans, the World War II veterans. Well, bless you, since they're dying at such a high rate. But what about the other World War II veterans that drive to get there? Their family brings them there. It's still closed. Are you kidding me? You could do better than this, Obama. You could do better than this, Democrats. You could do better than this, Republicans. Frankly, these memorials should be open to the people. To the people. For the people. That's what should be happening. We'll be right back after the news. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. I'll ask him about this, too. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. This is your radio station. This is talk radio. This is what you care about. This is what you tell me you want to hear.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Treasury Department is warning that the economy could plunge into a big downturn if Congress fails to raise the federal borrowing limit and the country defaults on its debt obligations. But John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo Securities, says, though serious, a default would not send the economy plummeting.
Here you're talking about basically, political issues in Washington. The economy is continuing to grow. There is an ability to pay. It's just working it out. So I wouldn't expect that kind of a dire consequence.
The Treasury report, though, says a default could cause the nation's credit markets to freeze, the value of the dollar to plummet, and U.S. interest rates to skyrocket. Also at SRNnews.com, the National Park Service is closing monuments and memorials and an even-ending trash collection on the National Mall due to the government shutdown. In Arizona, Julie Aldez is manager at the Red Feather Lodge near the Grand Canyon and says they're losing a lot of money because people's vacation plans have had to change.
100 to 120 cancellations a day, which equates to about $25,000 a day in revenue that we've lost because of the shutdown.
About 330 park rangers and other staff are being furloughed due to the government shutdowns as well. Also at SRNnews.com, keeping one eye on Tropical Storm Karen. It is expected to pound the northern Gulf Coast over the weekend and possibly graduate to hurricane status by that time. National Hurricane Center Director Rick Knapp says at this point it's hard to tell exactly how strong the storm may become.
It is suffering from the effects of wind shear. There does appear to be some opportunity, though, in the next couple of days for a variety of reasons for it to maybe strengthen a little bit before it makes its way onshore somewhere in the northern Gulf.
People in parts of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana already being told to hunker down. This is SRN News.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Amberin.
Amberin?
Yes. It's a hormone balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberin helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Amberin.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And if you want to try Amberin before you buy it, all you have to do is just ask them for a free sample.
Wow, free?
Yep, you can try Amberin free and feel amazing, just like me.
Call now and ask for your free sample of Amberin at 1-800-417-1014. That's 1-800-417-1014. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-417-1014. 1-800-417-1014.
The woman who tried to run a White House barricade was shot dead yesterday after leading police on a chase to the U.S. Capitol building, D.C. Metro Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
The suspect in the vehicle, we do know, was struck by gunfire and at this point has been pronounced.
So a witness said a Secret Service agent was flipped over the hood of his car as it sped away from the White House barrier. Officials say there is no indication the incident had any links to terrorism. It's believed the woman was mentally troubled. Russian investigators have charged the entire 30-member crew of a Greenpeace ship relationship with piracy for a protest on board a Russian oil platform. Greenpeace U.S. Executive Director Phil Radford says it's outrageous they've been charged as pirates.
They have all been charged with piracy. There are 28 Greenpeace crew and activists, one reporter and one photographer have been charged.
The investigative committee said in a statement the charge, which can result in a 15-year prison term upon conviction, was filed yesterday against 16 members of the crew, including a prominent Russian freelance photographer. This is SRN News. Choppy water not helping authorities in Italy in the continued search for dozens of migrants believed to have drowned when their rickety boat caught fire.
Rougher weather is hampering the surge, and all the time the wind and the waves must be dispersing the bodies over a wider area. So many dead have been brought ashore on the island that it ran out of coffins.
That's BBC's Alan Johnston reporting. Ford recalling about 24,000 cars because a chime won't chime like it's supposed to if the driver's door is open with a key in the car.
The recall in the U.S. and Canada affects Ford Focus electric cars from 2012 and 2013 and the C-Max hybrid from the 2013 model year. The cars have push-button starting mechanisms. Ford says the cars don't comply with U.S. rules requiring the chime. No crashes or injuries have been reported because of the problem.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Yeah, October the 4th. Carl Linda Bylinda is running around today because she's got like 1,000 things that she's doing today. She's had her show last night on the spot with Linda Bot. 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com talking about a lot of things today. Savannah. We need to talk to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 34 points at 15,031. The S&P 500 is positive 6 at 1685. And the NASDAQ is up 20 at 3794. Active stocks this morning include Facebook up $1.30 at $50.48 and Rite Aid up 17 cents at $5.25. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 10 cents at $19.09 and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 4 cents at $40.35. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.63. In the commodity market, silver is down 13 cents at $21.65. Gold is down $6.30 at $1,311.30. And crude oil is up 63 cents at $103.94. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. They're going to help you through this government shutdown, sequestration, whatever's happening. They at least know what's happening. They can tell you. I mean, I don't understand it. But I bet you Kathy and Chris and Josh and Steve and Susan do. 243-7561. What's the weather look like this weekend? Because we've got monster truck weekend.
We do. It is currently 58 degrees. Going to get up to about 79. It's going to be sunny. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 82 and sunny. And Sunday is going to be 82 as well and sunny. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Absolutely. Okay, look at this. Big Bike Weekend is going to be next week, and you can still you get packages here. On Friday, next Friday, is a raffle run, remembrance ride that evening, a VIP buffet dinner at the Holiday Inn. Now, this is for this VIP registration. It's $50 only for a rider, but $85 for a rider and passenger, one bike. Bike show entries, burnout contest entries, Sunday raffle runs, three chances to win Dunlop tires for front and back. They've got a $20 package. They got a $15 package. You get, t-shirts. Come on. This is great. And so what do? You give, a phone, you check out bigbikeweekend.com or you can contact them at bigbikeweekend@hotmail.com or leave a message for Scott at 276-5802. Big Bike Weekend is going to be downtown down there, you know, like it has been, right down there in the Holiday Inn area on Hilltops. A lot of fun. And, of course, tomorrow or today, starting today, the Stillwater Powwow is going on, beginning today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You know what? This is going to be just outstanding. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to one of those.
I have been to a powwow. They're amazing.
Aren't they amazing? What part is your favorite?
I love it when they dance.
It is. Isn't that something?
It's just cool that they've maintained their culture so well, and it's a gift, honestly.
It is a gift. And when you talk about it, because for maintaining your culture in the face of a lot of adversity, mm-hmm. no matter what that culture is, mm-hmm. is something that must be admired. So our Stillwater Powwow people here and, of course, Wind River and the Rancheria, we owe a lot for that. And let me see what else. Oh, Bark and Wine, Saturday night. Still tickets for that. You just heard Bark and Wine at Red Lion Inn. Starts at 6 o'clock. Linda and I are there. We're going to be emceeing. And it's a heavy, heavy hors d'oeuvres. Great silent auction items in the course of the live auction. And, you know, we just have we have a great time there. We're doing that. And then Monster Truck Weekend. All right, my friends. It's Sunday. This Sunday, Monster Trucks. I have 4 tickets left. That's right. I have 4 tickets left for Sunday general admission for the West Coast Monster Truck National $16 tickets. It's general admission. You know, Bigfoot, Bounty Hunter, all of them are going to be here. And we've got 4 tickets for the first person to call 605-4567. You get all 4 tickets. 605-4567 is the last 4. The last 4 you could possibly get. 605-4567. Savannah's reaching for the tickets. No, Savannah. This is for people calling it. 605-4567. And we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the bot. We're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa's phone call. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these 4 aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. How are you doing today? It's Friday, October the 4th. Congressman LaMalfa was on the other line, and he is switching to a landline. He is, was on a cell phone, and he's going to a landline, so it's going to take him a minute. Okay. We gave away four more tickets there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can't say enough about how professional the people from Alliance Heating and Air are. And they offer things, like offer warranties, 10-year parts and labor warranties available. All of the technicians and installers are factory trained. It's voluntarily became a trained comfort care specialist. It's an exclusive association. See, there's just one thing after another. And Alliance is committed to service and servicing their customers. You can call them at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting ready to get cold out there, my friends. All right. Welcome to the show, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. How are you doing, Congressman?
Real nice. How are you doing?
Well, are you answering the phones, or do you have people answering phones back there?
I answer mine.
How's the shutdown going?
I guess to plan, if you ask the president.
Congressman, when this is happening, we're seeing so many things going back and forth. I see things that say, we're going to fund the government. We just want to push back or take out this part of the Obamacare. And they're saying, no, it's either funding or nothing. So can you give us an update of what's happening?
And what we're getting is that they don't seem to want to talk to us at all. Harry Reid won't talk. The president won't talk. One of the president's own staffers here, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, had it, said that their attitude at the White House is that the shutdown's good for them because they're winning. So I don't know what they think they're winning there, especially when you extend some of their actions to the closure of national memorials, such as the World War II one, or the Honor Flight's been coming in this week, and the Lincoln Memorial. And even privately held ones like the Mount Vernon one just up from here a little ways. And I even found out last night that they have closed the memorial at Normandy in France, even though that would seem to be perhaps a French jurisdiction. So they're reaching to new lows in order to exert political either payback or power or what have you over making this shutdown the worst thing it could possibly be instead of minimizing it. So it's pretty disgusting.
How would you tell our listeners, we reach the whole spectrum of them here, is what would you tell our listeners, what is the purpose of, what do the Republicans want? What does the GOP want here?
What we know is two main things, is that people don't want to shut down and they don't want Obamacare, right? So the Obamacare is starting to kick in here with the exchanges supposedly opening up here a couple days ago on the 1st. You're hearing multiple failures of the websites, and none of us can say we're terribly surprised by how difficult it's been. We know one person who's just kept a phone line dedicated. It's been 60 hours. 60 hours to try and get through to talking about what they would do if they were to sign up for the government-run health care system. So we know many different aspects that it also is selective on who it's serving well or who it's who are being given waivers. You know, certain unions are getting waivers, certain government people are getting waivers, and that's probably not even legal. So as soon as this kicks in January 1st and this goes into place, there's actually an injured party, so to speak, then there's probably going to be lawsuits that show that that's illegal because it's a law that's supposed to apply to everybody like most laws are. So why is it president giving exemptions or waivers to different selective groups, including trying to give them to Congress, I guess, to make us quiet about it or something? So,
That was a good question because, last month when you were on, you said, hey, look, we're not going to do that. You know, we're not going to fund that, that special treatment for us. And then 5 hours later, it comes out that Obama and Reid and Pelosi had made some kind of deal that 75% of all health care would be funded by the taxpayers?
Yeah, they give you an additional, I think the number is 72% on top of what you get now as part of, you know, a basic health plan for the Capitol staff and for the members of Congress, okay? So that's part of the deal, that's fine. But because they know that this system is going to cost so much more money, that in order to, they actually, you know, called it a brain drain, that people would leave their jobs on Capitol Hill because they couldn't afford to stay here with an additional, for a lot of folks, $12,000 worth of cost of being in this new program. So they said, well, we'll just make up the difference with an additional influx of dollars to those members or to those staff so that they can at least be made whole. And, like, isn't that just a giant red flag for what's wrong with
it? Yeah, you know what, you know, Doug, you know, yes, it is. It is, you know what, they pay extra money to their people, you know, a brain drain. What is, when I saw that, I, you know, I, first of all, I rolled around on the floor because does, one of them actually said we'd have to read all this ourselves. Maybe if somebody had been forced to read that this, the Obamacare Affordable Care Act, all 2,070 pages or whatever, maybe it wouldn't be like this.
2,700.
Oh, sorry.
My office finally has gotten a hold of a copy of it.
Yeah.
We have, it's this yellow book. It's about, an inch and a half thick. And we tracked down a free copy because I was going to have to buy it for $40 using office budget to buy a copy of this thing. We finally tracked one down that somebody had extra or whatever, so at least we could have one on hand since, yeah. I guess the previous office was forced to throw everything away by that. I don't get that either. But
yeah.
So we didn't have to pay for it. So at least we have one on hand now. And what we have an alternative here, the Republican Study Committee, which is a subgroup of the Republican Conference, the most conservative guys, of which I'm a member, we have an alternative plan called the American Healthcare Reform Act. And it's 200 pages. And we're actually going to read it and show it to people, not have have it be voted out on Christmas Eve, like when it was over in the Senate in late 2009, when everybody's trying to get home. And so they really probably had no idea what they're voting on. They just wanted to get it done and get it out.
Oh, yeah.
Flop it back over to the House.
Yeah, let's just, so, you know, let's just pass it. We'll see what's in it when it comes out. Yeah, I got it. Anyway.
So I'm developing a timeline on how that bill came together. It was called H.R. 3590. It was introduced, I think, if I remember right, by Mr. Rangel. And it started out as a bill, if I remember correctly, don't hold me to this, but it was a bill to help veterans, I think, with home financing or something along that order, okay? That was the original bill, H.R. 3590. And so the original bill passed unanimously through this House. So somewhere along the line, just before it went to the Senate or just after it went to the Senate, they gutted the bill and put this Obamacare language into it.
Oh.
And then they passed it on Christmas Eve on the Senate side.
Uh-huh.
It came back over here in sometime in March of 2010, where the House rammed it through. In both places, it was the bare minimum number of Democrats who were both in majority in both houses at the time to get it done. They actually lifeboated some of the Democrats that didn't want to vote for it because they knew it would be problems for them politically. So there was that moment in time where they had 60 Democrat votes in the U.S. Senate there after, you'll recall, Al Franken had that disputed election in Minnesota that I think they still stole.
Yeah.
That gave them the number 60. It was several months between the November 08 election where he was ostensibly elected and him taking office some months into 2009. So for that moment of time, they had 60 votes, and then Senator Kennedy passed away later that year, and Scott Brown replaced him. So there was a short window of time they had 60 votes to get this thing out. And then they did by the bare 60. Came back to the House where they had 219 Democrats, which is one over the minimum, voted for it, put it out, and they lifeboated the rest of the Democrats that they had in their caucus at the time. So they wouldn't have to be
seen
as being up on that bill. And so I want to lay out the timeline for people to see as a reminder where this bill started, how it was done, where it is, you know, how it finally got signed with the president using, about 11 different pens with you all see that on TV, where he uses a different pen for each letter of his name so he can hand out 11 pens. This is the pen that signed Obamacare.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of details anyway, but I'm wound up about this.
Well, yeah, you know what?
You're
not the only one that's wound up about this one, Congressman. We've got a lot of people. We've got somebody on the phone here. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning. You have something for the Congressman.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment.
Okay. Turn down your radio.
Cheryl, good morning. You have a
Thank you.
You know, Doug, I called your office locally here after watching you on C-SPAN and to compliment you on what you said. You did a great job, and I especially was happy to hear you say something about the Supreme Court decision, because for a lot of us that was quite a shock that they would rule the way they did, that they would go along with forcing Americans to buy this bad product.
It truly was a shock to me. I couldn't believe it.
They need to be hit more often on what they did, because we now have a situation where it seems to be that the Supreme Court, Congress, and the White House, none of them are keeping their oaths to uphold the Constitution. And this is frightening. And I think that the Supreme Court is going back to the Dred Scott days. I'm beginning to feel like I'm less than a three-fifths person with some of these decisions. And I don't think they have any true constitutional sense of what constitutes plain old liberty and individual rights. So I appreciated your comments, and I just want you to know you're not alone. We're watching.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And what it points out, the importance of who you elect as your chief executive officer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be the president or the governor, because they make those appointments. And if they don't appoint people to the courts at all levels that believe that the Constitution is what it says it is and is not something that you stretch and pull into something that fits your agenda, or that you believe you're even supposed to legislate from the bench based on your opinion, you need to have the right kind of people in those spots. And that's what we're suffering from, is that we've had that erosion. We don't have people that, you know, they believe the Supreme Court is the law of the land. And I'm looking at this book by Mark Levin here, where he's talking about the a new set of amendments here that would set that back, because what you had 230 years ago was people that, by and large, were a lot more patriotic. They were a lot more about, here's this new thing we have in this new government we've broken away from England to do, and that we want to really uphold that the people's individual rights to property, to freedom, to liberty, that's a core part of this. And we've totally lost that focus because we've gotten into this mindset that the government can fix things.
Well, you know, Congressman, even though this is on the state level, but we're running into this thing where, but the laws they've just passed on the Second Amendment here, and I know you're following it, but in one generation, they could take all the semi-automatic, magazine-fed weapons out of the hands of people that live here in California, law-abiding citizens. In one generation, because you can't pass on a weapon your father may have given to you. A hunting rifle, you can't pass it to your son under this new legislation. In one generation, this is what they've done here. And when people think that your rights are not being eroded, or that, oh, you know what, why do you, you know, these kind of things, it is horrendous and it's frightening. And when we see it at the national level, that, well, you know, they're not even following their own laws. They're exempting people and not following a law they passed.
Well, the waivers from Obamacare are a prime example right now, but we're talking about you're talking about something I think that is a bigger issue, that people have a sense of things, you know, that are rational people. They have a sense of what's right and what's wrong. And being herded into these Obamacare cattle cars is what this feels like to a lot of people that are calling in. They feel like they're just being herded into a program they didn't ask for. They're reasonably happy with what they have. Is there things we can do better to the health insurance and health care system? Yeah, it's mostly on how it's paid for. Medi-Cal is a disaster. Medicare is not doing a whole lot better. But what they have in common is that you get government interference and government deciding how to parse this all out, decide who's paid and how much. Well, you know, the market is going to decide what that is. Insurance companies, you know, nobody thinks they all wear halos either, but if it stepped back to what the original concept of insurance was, it's for a group of people to share risk. They all pay into the pool so that, you know, the one person in 100 that needs heart surgery will be able to afford it, and the other 99 don't need it because they're lucky enough to be healthy enough. And the one person in 1 million that needs brain surgery, you know, they're in that same pool. Well, so we're all paying into this insurance as a shared risk thing. You know, I pay 100, you pay 100, and then the poor guy has to use it. They draw from that pool. We all agree that that's fair. And we've gotten so far away from that concept, and that, well, my insurance is supposed to cover everything, including aspirin and, you know, elective
vitamins,
elective surgeries, such as, you know, plastic surgery, things like that.
Not
something for you've had an accident or something like that. But
transgender surgery?
We don't know what that is.
And yeah, so, no, I understand.
We have a lot of things that are inappropriate with this. You know, the Social Security system. When are we going to talk about that? That's doomed to be in failure by the 2030s, somewhere in there. And so we're even addressing that thing is full of, the lockbox is just full of IOUs there on that. And so there's a lot more going on than just this shutdown today. What the Republicans are talking about here is, yes, the Obamacare has immediate impact. Not having spending discipline, you know, with the CR is going to have an impact. And what we've shown is that during the last 2 years, we've had, for the first time, a lowering of overall spending in many, many years, several decades. And so the problem is the debt clock keeps rolling. It's up to $16.7 trillion.
And isn't this
some really, really hard decisions around here on how to deal with that, you know, because we're going to be asked to have another debt limit vote here probably in October or November. What am I going to do about that?
Well,
I haven't decided.
Well, Congressman, we need to, you know, we got to take a break here. I skipped one break, so we got to take this hard break here at 8:30.
Okay.
But I want to talk to you about that because isn't that kind of like the real thing, this debt ceiling that just has quadrupled under Obama?
It's the bigger picture.
It's Obamacare the bigger picture. It's just part. Obamacare is just part of this.
It helps push it up. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So okay.
We'll talk.
All right. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest today.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The September jobs report, which we'd normally have by now, a no-show this morning as a partial government shutdown continues into day four.
House Republicans may try again today to pass three mini funding bills to pay for the VA, the national parks, and city operations here in D.C. They may also add a fourth bill to fund the National Institutes of Health. But Democrats are rejecting those partial funding bills, saying it's all or nothing.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. A state of emergency declared in Louisiana and Mississippi ahead of Tropical Storm Karen in Louisiana's Plaquemines Parish.
We happen to stick out in the middle of the Gulf there, so anytime one enters the Gulf, you know, we're very concerned.
Guy Ligest is the parish emergency manager. They're well-versed in storm prep.
The precautionary things, making sure the pumps, the drainage canals, all those are clear and operational.
In New Orleans, the Army Corps of Engineers is closing off a gate on the city's industrial canal to prevent storm surge.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join us for the world's largest tailgate party, Johnsonville's Big Taste Grill and Big Bike Weekend. It's bikes and brats at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive in Reading for 3 days, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Thunder returns to Hilltop Drive. Riders, Go cruising in Shasta County and win over $3,000 in prizes. North Valley Bank is proud to sponsor freestyle street bike stunt shows featuring professional rider Abraham Feld. Abraham will be demonstrating his riding skills several times on Saturday at the Red Lion parking lot. Be sure to also check out motor officers' test riding skills in competition, belly dancing and martial arts demonstrations, the Oakland Raiderettes, and a swimsuit contest. New bikes on display, bands throughout the weekend, vendor village and food court. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for registration and event schedule.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBond. 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. I was in there yesterday, got a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, good people there. Okay, for people that call in, we have one of our lines, of course, Congressman Lamoff is on. We have two lines, and the other line, when you're on, it doesn't have sound on that, and we tell people that you're not going to hear anything till you come on. And when we have people lined up and calling, usually we have one question that the congressman will, or whoever our guest is, will answer that. And then if we have people waiting, we'll flick off and go to the next person. So we're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. We want to get as many people on here to be able to talk to the congressman as possible. But trust me, you're on the line, and our producer will do better in just letting you know that. Okay? So apologies if you got, if there's feelings hurt, because we're not trying to cut anybody off. Congressman Lamoff, good morning.
Good to be on.
How are you doing? Yeah, everybody wants to talk to you about this. Okay, our debt burden, raising the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. Isn't that more serious?
You know, what it's most tied to is spending, the level of spending, and if we're able to hold the line on spending and then the economy can catch up to the level of spending that we're doing, then the budget balances. When the budget balances, there's no need to raise the debt ceiling. So how many years have we had an imbalanced budget? A long time. And we've narrowed the number, in this year and then previous years, basically since the Republican House took over, but put the Budget Control Act in, I think, in 2011. And so that's been all about finding a fiscal discipline and holding on to it. The sequester was part of that as well, saying, like, if you guys don't, if this body can't agree to some other method, then the sequester is going to be the fallback to maintain spending discipline. And, everybody complained about it because it had ways that were probably a little more arbitrary or maybe not as thought out as they should be. But spending discipline is one of the most important things we can do long term, because, we're looking at if nothing is done to narrow this gap, we're looking at within just a few short years under what we've seen out of the White House long-term budget thinking and the Senate budget thinking, it will be $25 trillion worth of debt in just a few short years. So what we're trying to achieve here in the House, part of, Paul Ryan's plan, which is going to be hard to put in because of the caterwauling on the left, but we're trying to achieve a balanced budget in a much shorter term than that. Right now it's in 2023, zeroing this number out as soon as possible. But, the politics around here, how hard do you guys think it's going to be to put in the Paul Ryan plan when you hear what goes on?
Yeah. Hey, this whole thing is, it's getting more like Alice in Wonderland. Hey, we've got somebody here waiting to get on. Jay, good morning. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, and I apologize if I'm repeating because I know I've been able to hear the other people. But what I'm seeing, sir, is basically a tantrum from an irresponsible person who isn't going to get a new credit card. Are you guys going to be able to be strong and stop them no matter what happens?
I'm not here to give them any more credit card. But the fiscal discipline we were just talking about on the line here is that during the last couple of years, we've actually frozen the level of spending. I've only been here 9 months, my colleagues before me, but this year as well. Spending has not increased, finally, at an overall level in this era. And that's, I guess, that's something, right? If we're going to have the budget balance, that's where you start. We also have to do things that allow the economy to grow, too.
You guys are going to cave, so please stay strong.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have hard things to deal with here. You know, we have a debt ceiling we're going to have to take up soon. But in moving towards a balanced budget, the debt ceiling is a byproduct of a budget that doesn't balance. And so we're narrowing that gap and trying to get to a budget that balances in the shortest amount of time.
They just closed my daughter's preschool yesterday, Head Start, trying to put pressure on you guys. And I just hope you guys can stay strong through whatever happens. So
yesterday was
a good work and give our kids a future, my friend.
Yes, sir. That's what we're about.
So they're shutting down the hey, Jay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So they shut down the preschools for why?
My daughter's in Head Start, my 4-year-old.
Right.
And she went to school yesterday. Everything was fine. We get a call after we picked up the kids. They're shut down. They've been defunded.
Okay, so that's the discretionary spending. Is that right, Doug, Congressman? The Head Start?
It's hard to tell because the president, the White House has been exerting shutdowns on things they don't have to do. This is probably caught in that wave here, but we're working on since we can't seem to get – we're trying to put through the continuing resolution that would have headed all this off. It has everything in it except for Obamacare. So every operation of government would be just fine if we could have put the stuff through that we agree on through the House. We voted it out of the House. It went over to the Senate. Harry Reid killed it right away. He did amendments to not even take it up and put
it. Keep bouncing it off and make noise when you do it, sir.
We're doing it. And I'm sorry about that situation with your daughter. You shouldn't have to be going through this because of the intractability here.
Well, it's not your fault, but make sure you let people know it.
Okay.
We're doing it. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks a lot. I think what Jay's saying is a lot of people are saying is that is hold the course, but how long can the Republicans hold the course with this? How much pressure can withstand to say, hey, we need to have this bottom line taken care of? How long can we do that?
I guess the question is, how long should you stand for the right thing?
Yeah.
If you believe in it, if you believe what you're doing is correct, and it's you know, several things all wrapped together. It's putting a stop to, at least putting a delay to Obamacare, right? There's those who would like to repeal it because we can do the math long term and see it doesn't work. But the president himself has authorized already 7 different pieces of legislation that either delay or take portions of Obamacare away and put it off, or even defund some of the tax increases. He also called for a 1-year delay in the mandate on big businesses of having to put this in. So we came back with, sure, we agree with that, Mr. President. We'd rather have repeal, but we'll take a 1-year delay. We'll also take a 1-year delay in how it affects everybody else because it's obviously not ready. You know, 0 people in the state of Kansas signed up.
Yeah, I saw that. I think they found 1 in North Carolina.
And 1 in North Carolina. So California, they've been in a big hurry to put this in, where the state legislature started spending money on this back in 2008, I think it was. But we see that there's gigantic problems with this, so why would we not continue to stand for the things that are important
right.
on this? Now, again, we're going to run into the debt ceiling limit somewhere October 17th or soon after that. So these questions are probably going to get all folded together if we don't come to a resolution here.
Well,
when the president is seeking waivers, the president is seeking delays, but only for cronies and not for all the American people, then there's a problem. And it's probably not even legal once it's tested in court after January 1st when this all really kicks in. So we should continue to fight this because we can see it's already hampering people's jobs, many people being moved from full-time to part-time to stay underneath that 30-hour
right.
limit. And is that good for the economy? See, we were talking about balancing the budget. You know, half of the equation is holding spending down on the, you know, holding in line on the federal government, but also you have to have an economy that actually provides money into the coffers from people paying a fair tax rate into it from the various taxes that are out there.
Uh-huh.
If they're being taxed fairly for good commerce, people are fine. But if they just think they're just going to go after, you know, taking it all from high income earners, you could take all the high end earner's money away, and it doesn't go very far towards running the budget or running the government or balancing long-term the budget. So it's flawed thinking. We have to have the vast majority of the economy working and recovering. We don't need things like the EPA stopping continued energy exploration or stopping Keystone Pipeline or shutting people's farms, ranches, timber operations, all these things down, inability to build power plants, all that stuff that is being choked off by government regulation is also choking off the recovery of the economy, therefore making it practically impossible to balance a budget.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. One of the things here as we go on the break, I just want people to realize is that and Congressman doesn't talk about it a lot, but you're not taking a paycheck either during this. If other people aren't taking a paycheck, you're not.
Why should we get special waivers out of Obamacare? Why should we get a paycheck when other people aren't?
I think that's important. I think that's important for people to know is that you're not taking a paycheck as long as this thing's going on, just like the rest of the people. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have people lined up to talk to you again. Congressman Doug Emhoff is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And we're shortening the breaks here a little bit so we can get a lot more in here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And this is so important today for your health. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They give classes there now at Orchard Nutrition on healthy living, healthy diet, healthy foods, which they have a great supply of. Check them out at 221 Locust Street, right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center right in there. Give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Welcome back, Congressman.
Thanks for having me on. I hope we're not costing you too much commerce there with me being
on. No, I think we're okay. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
Yes, I do there, Carl. I want to also join you in thanking him for declining to take a paycheck along with, I think, a pretty good group of others. You'll mention that for sure. But my question is, once the president signs a law, isn't it illegal to make changes in that law? In this case, we're referring to the health care law.
Well, you're exactly right. When he asked this year, or when he said this year, he was going to do a waiver or delay on the mandate taking effect on big businesses and being part of the program. You know, I mean, I can agree with that, I guess, as one part of the overall need to repeal the thing, but he was just going to do it unilaterally with an executive stroke of the pen. So, you know what? This is a law here, and you need to run this through the Congress because H.R. 3590 was passed the normal way. Well, I won't say normal, but the way legislation is done with votes in both houses and the signatures of the president. So you don't get just to willy-nilly waive that. So we did authorize that with the bill here in the House because we agree that that portion of a delay for a year is better than nothing. We also did a bill right after that, next minute, to say let's delay the mandate on everybody else, all Americans. You know, not just waivers for big business, not just waivers for cronies or for certain this or that, including us here on the Capitol Hill. It should be for everybody. And so that's run into big problems because I think it's a pride issue. This Obamacare thing is his baby. It's going to be look like maybe his only legacy from the 8 years, other than if you want to use Benghazi or something like that, unfortunately. So here we are. But we will have to legislate in order to change the law, which makes it tough on us here. We do want to change the law or repeal it. We have to get 60 votes in the Senate in order to get a 51-vote bill through procedurally, we have to get the White House to sign off. We have to have the Republican majority or a majority of Americans that are in this House that care to repeal it as well. So you see, that's why we've gotten as far as we have. We have a House that'll pass it, but we have a Senate and a White House that still think it's a good idea.
Yeah, very frustrating the way it's hung up. Anyway, thanks so much, Congressman, for your help on that, and we'll follow it closely.
Thank you, Don, for your question.
You bet, you, Carl. Thank you.
You bet.
Take care.
Okay, hey, Congressman, with the debt ceiling, you know, it's keeping our mind off other things and our eye off. We're looking at this. We're looking at Obamacare. We're looking at the shutdown. I mean, not that those aren't big things, but there's other things happening.
Well, Syria was kind of a three-week waste of time there, too.
Yeah, what happened in Syria? I mean, what's the bottom line on this?
Well, Vladi's got it right now, so we're watching the Russians handle the situation. So, you know, that's pretty much it. So far, it's seems to be diffused a little bit, but who knows what they're doing behind the scenes over in Syria. You know, unfortunately, our country was in a position driven by what the White House was saying of fainting that we're going to come in and jab them with some missiles, then we had to pull back. So we look a little ridiculous right now. But
well, letting Russia kind of take over, huh?
Pardon me?
Letting Russia take over?
Yeah, letting Russia take over.
Now, what's going to keep Russia from going over to Iran saying, hey, look what a great job we did in Syria. Why don't we take care of making sure your uranium enrichment program really isn't that bad? I mean,
don't you think they're already talking already?
Oh,
they probably got the recipe
of
for
course.
This stuff came from Russia, and some of the technology for nuclear stuff is slipping in there or
accidentally
left in a trash barrel or something.
Oh, just accidentally. Oh, hey, one of our scientists just happened to leave his briefcase there. We're going to take a quick break. We have more people. We got people lined up again to give you a call or wants to talk to you. But let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. Congressman Doug LaMoffa, we'll be right back after these quick messages.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, competitive prices. Great company. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. People coming into the studios, offices, Congressman, saying, stick to your guns. I mean, they're walking in to the studios and saying, stick to your guns. This is big.
I got to tell you something. That my understanding, obviously I'm back here, but was that there was a protest organized, I guess, in Reading and one in Oroville.
Uh-huh.
And that at least at the Reading one, the people supporting me at least outnumbered the detractors by a 2-to-1 margin. So
yeah.
I'm just in awe of how people, you know, just... Well, when they get behind me, they stay behind, you know, and it just really fills my heart with good because, you know, we get roughed up a lot around here. You know, there's a lot of things out on Twitter or on Facebook or, you know, people that just like to pop off or they have their political desires they're going after here and they don't even call the office to ask the questions about the things they want to pop off about. They won't call for an appointment.
Uh-huh.
They would rather just be back there.
Well, that's
so to have one of those like that makes up for 100 of them. Well, so I'm really grateful for it.
Well, that's why we like having you on once a month. We've got another caller here. We just got a couple minutes left here. Dar, we just have a couple minutes left. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, I have a question. You know, they say, well, what's with the Republicans? What's with the Democrats? That's what I like to know. Why aren't the Democrats have a question for their stubbornness and their unwillingness to even work on the problem. All they do is say no and turn it back, just as the president is. It's not Republicans are working to try to do something, and the Democrats are not. And it seems that they will just keep their feet stuck in the mud until the Republicans give in, and that's not right. I don't believe that is right. I believe both sides need to work on this, and the Democrats and the president are not.
Well, thank
and
you.
I thank the House Congressman for coming up and talking with the people, okay?
Okay, Dar, thanks a lot for your comments. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, she just said she appreciates
you. Watch C-SPAN and see what goes on with the tone of the Republicans looking for ideas, looking for solutions, and the tones on the other side there where they exceed the time they're allotted, they yell, they scream, and they even resort to name-calling instead of saying, what about Obamacare? Are you seeing where the prices are going up or where it's not going to be affordable or that we could even talk about a CR? We've offered a CR that has everything in it except for Obamacare. We've also offered pieces of the CR that, one at a time, fine. We'll make sure the parks and the Veterans Administration and National Institute of Health and other people can get paid one piece at a time since you won't do the whole package. So they don't want either one. They want only one path, and we're here as representatives too. We've been sent by our districts. We've been given a majority in the House to carry out a different plan, a different idea. And if they don't want to talk to us, then I'm not into the blame game. But if you want to start looking around, seeing why it is how it is, when the White House has spokesmen saying that, we're winning on this thing, so we have no reason to stop the shutdown, that's a really lousy attitude.
I don't think that is a good idea. You know what? The fact is we pay our taxes for the people, for the government to be by the people, for the people, right? So why can't our two sides get together and try to discuss this crap about, I'm not going to discuss it. Harry Reid saying, why would we care about one child with cancer? We should be caring about all of them. You know, this thing right there, and then tries to deny it later. I mean, this whole thing is one of animosity and antipathy for the people of the United States. There needs to be something done.
If you want to bring it back to the root cause of Obamacare kicking in, something that was passed by only one party in both houses and in the Senate on Christmas Eve when nobody had time to read it and everybody wanted to get home. And then it becomes law, and now we're living with this. It needs to be revised. You know, why can't you have a little less pride and admit, like, okay, we need to do some radical changes to this to make it work for the American people instead of giving certain people waivers? And so it needs to be fair for everybody. And so we can't just give waivers to a few select few that are presidential cronies or political or whatever it is. We need to give everybody that relief. And if it's going to stay around, at least have an opportunity to have it somehow find some way to work. But what's happening right now is just, I think, disgusting to everybody. And I hate that people like me are getting caught in it that are really trying to get to a solution. And everybody would say, well, they're all the same back there. Well, we're not the same. We're not all trying to do that sort of stuff.
Was there a great deal of surprise, changing the subject totally, when the chief of staff for Reid released Boehner's emails?
You know, that takes it to a new low because this is supposed to be having conversations, frank conversations, you know, where let's say Boehner throws something out there at the table. Okay, what if we talked about this thing you want to do here? What would that look like? You know, I can't have a frank conversation about, you know, hey, what if Doug LaMalfa wanted to raise taxes, right? You know, okay, how do you talk about that? Well, I don't, but maybe you have to have a conversation, you know, about anything in private and then say, well, we're not going to do that, but at least I have to listen to your ideas, right?
Right.
And the give and take.
Right.
And so if they're going to publicize the give and take that goes on behind the scenes and they're trying to hammer out from miles apart to some kind of close solution, then that breaks any level of trust by releasing the emails like that. So I would hope Mr. Reid would reprimand his people for saying, you know, one of these days we're going to be out of this impasse and getting to where we have to talk to each other. And doing stuff like that makes it where the speaker can walk in the room and not trust you at all or say anything to you because whatever frank discussion might be being had is now out there on Twitter in live time.
If Obama came out and said, I'm going to delay Obamacare for a year, what would that do?
It would make us move immediately to passing the CR and getting all this nonsense done with the shutdowns that are having, with the parks being closed, with people not getting paid. We'd be there in a minute. We could pass it this afternoon if that language is supported in there.
Okay. Well, I'm just seeing is all these things are, all these problems are having with Obamacare, with just the software side of it, and, you know, just trying to get people on here, that this is not ready for prime time, obviously. And everybody's having the same problem. If just saying, you know what, we need another 6 to 8 months on this, I'm going to delay this till next year. And then
Look at the previous examples we have of the government running Medicare, or the government running Social Security, the government running these different aspects of other things that affect people so much, and they're all close to bankruptcy or not working well. And then think of the people that are providing the health care.
Yeah.
Now, they need to be paid for their work. The nurses, the doctors, the clinics, and for them to seek reimbursement already is practically impossible in California for Medi-Cal.
Uh-huh.
It takes months and months. You think this federal government plan where you can't even get on the internet to check what the prices are before you've decided whether you're going to sign up or not. How is this possibly going to work?
Congressman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I hate to break in, but we've got like 30 seconds left. Give us a great soundbite here.
We need to take this town a notch on the heated rhetoric here. I'm asking the folks on the other side, you know, maybe we don't agree on a lot of things. Let's step down the name calling. Let's get back to it. This thing we had here in Washington yesterday with, you know, a young woman here who lost her life because of whatever reason in that car chase thing. You know, I mean, I see her picture on the internet. She looks like a person that, for whatever problem she had, used to be full of joy and like that. And it's really sad. And she has a young daughter. So let's just step down the nasty rhetoric and get back to what brings us together and the things we can agree so much on as Americans. Getting this thing done.
Great.
We agree on so much of the CR, so much of what is supposed to be done. Just put it, get it done, get it behind us, and then go tackle the hard stuff.
Okay. So Congressman Doug Lemoffice, but I guess thank you so much, and we'll see you next month again. Thanks a lot, Congressman. Keep up the good fight.
We'll see you.
You bet. Hey, right after this, we've got Outside the Wire, the Kennedy assassination conspiracy. What do you think?
Eastern Louisiana, where there's a tropical storm warning in effect.
National Hurricane Center Director Richard Nabb expects Karen to come ashore somewhere in the northern Gulf this weekend. Meanwhile, parts of Iowa and Wisconsin are seeing some pretty powerful storms, and eastern Nebraska was hit with a rare October tornado last night. My way or the highway. House Republican leaders say that's President Obama's approach to the funding standoff that has shut down the government. House Speaker John Boehner says it's no way to govern.
All we're asking for is to sit down and have a discussion and to bring fairness, reopen the government, and bring fairness to the American people under Obama.